give Northeastern a lot of credit. They played great. We were awful, especially defensively. We were just one of the worst performances I've seen one of our teams play since I've been here. They did whatever they wanted. They got the ball wherever they wanted. They had 21 fast break points to zero. They were able to dominate us physically. We weren't locked in. We did not play within our principles at all defensively. And we just could not seem to break through and get through to them tonight for whatever reason. It was very disappointing.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Obviously, kind of two small teams, especially you guys without Nico Nato. What was your plan defensively to handle Northeastern's guards, and what do you think went wrong?
Yeah, they were able to, we switch a lot of guard-to-guard stuff. We didn't do a good job of that. We didn't manage ball screens great, but the biggest thing was when they drove the ball, we had no answer. Our rotations were not there. We weren't in good position off the ball to help. We just did not play as a team, and they took full advantage. They were just in the paint the whole game.
Coach Finn Rogan of WTVU, you guys obviously dug yourselves in a hole right off the bat. Do you think that was more not being able to necessarily adjust to Northeastern's offensive intensity?
Yeah, I think, look, we knew they were going to come in the game and deny some passes, and we were going to have to play through it. You know, that's how they play. You know, their style, we were going to have to play through that. And so they kind of force you to play more one-on-one. At times, but we just, a lot of times what was happening is I have the ball, I have outlets right here, but we were just standing because they were just in passing lanes. And the thing was, all right, work to get open, or I'm dribbling to back cut you and get the next guy open. So we just kind of had the ball, and we weren't really making any aggressive move to get the ball moving. You know, we like to move the ball, and we weren't able to do that in the first half. We scored a lot, but a lot of it was just one-on-one. We didn't get anything kind of enough stuff like in the flow, but they were going to make it hard for you to do that.
Henry Din Price, case in point. You mentioned the fast break difference. You guys not scoring any, do you think that's guys not wanting to play as fast?
No.
Is that just because you weren't able to get enough stops to get in transition?
Yeah, that's the big thing. Anytime a team shoots 63%, you're going to have a hard time scoring in transition. It was all about our defense tonight.
Was the choice to go with Mike in the starting lineup, was that out of necessity because of Otto and Nico?
No, Mike had a good line. I don't think any of our guys were very good defensively. But Mike's played great.
Do you plan to continue going small in the starting lineup going forward?
It was probably when we played at Yale, that's the best we ever looked.
The scrimmage.
Yeah, we played well. And so we went with that lineup because we played well with it over there. We'll see what happens going forward.
You didn't think you guys played that well with that lineup tonight?
Excuse me?
You didn't think you guys played that well with that lineup tonight?
We didn't play well with any lineup tonight. Yeah. You know, we had no defensive presence out there. To me, that's where we've got to figure that out, whether we're going to play a little bigger, a little smaller. I don't think it would have really mattered much, to be honest with you. With who we have right now, the way we all played, it wouldn't have mattered.
Coach, with the available personnel, do you see a scenario where you guys can play well on the interior defensively with the small lineup? Do you think it needs to come in a different sort of...
Well, we got... Tonight wasn't really their interior. It was more their perimeter. But if you want to ask the question about us being able to defend the perimeter, I'll answer that question. But that wasn't really what hurt us tonight. It was really their perimeter guys just took us off the dribble. And they got to the basket. Like Metcalf was 2 for 2. He is their starting center. Pratt was 9 for 13. He was 4 for 8. Rashad King was 5-for-10 from the floor. He was 5-for-8 from the foul line. He just drove the ball. Number 8 was a shooter. He was 2-for-3 from 3, and he was 6-for-7 from the floor. He drove the ball to the basket and made threes. Harold Woods, same thing. Got 5 points from the foul line and was 6-for-8 from the floor. None of those guys are post players. Perimeter guys.
I guess what I'm asking is if you're going to improve the defense on the drives and the layups, do you want it to come more from stopping them from the initial drive on the perimeter, or do you want to start seeing like more help inside to maybe make the shots harder?
We're going to have to contain the ball better, and we're going to have to be in better position off the ball to cut down on driving lanes. You know, I think right now we're having a hard time. You know, if we have to play one-on-one defense, we're having a hard time. So it's got to be more 5-on-5. So it's got to be we don't want to get beat, but when we get beat, yeah, we need to be able to rotate and play. But we got to start with, you know, having guys in the gaps so they can't drive the ball. And tonight we just weren't locked in, and we weren't playing as a unit defensively.
You have a mountain of daily free press. How do you plan to improve defense while also adjusting to playing away?
Well, I think the first thing is we've got to hold them more accountable. It's obvious to me that I don't think we've practiced well. I'm not making any excuses for our team. We have not been able to get enough healthy guys on the floor at times where it's been competitive. And so we're our practices were much better 3 weeks ago when we were healthier, but we've been banged up pretty good, so our practices have not been good. We haven't found a way to have competitive practices with the amount of scholarship guys that are practicing, and so that's the first thing we got to figure out. Like, we got to figure that out, because our practices need to be more competitive, and then we have to show them, and they have to be able to handle it, and they have to be able to come in with the right attitude and the right focus. I think if you ask them, if they're watching the game, they're going to tell you, oh, I should have done this. They're not confused on what to do. For whatever reason, we were not focused to do it. And, you know, I'm not going to sit here and point the finger just at them. Part of this is on me to make sure that they're ready to go. But that's the disappointing part was, we lose, we play our game, we lose. Okay, we didn't even play our game tonight. That doesn't look like a BU team tonight. We just did not. That was as bad as a defensive effort that I've seen in a long time.
Last one for me. Were you happy with the kind of balance between penetration off the dribble with your guards on offense and shooting threes?
Well, the way they were playing us, they were kind of forcing us to drive it. We've been shooting the ball pretty good in practice. You know, it's good to see Malcolm. Malcolm played well against Yale, and he had 14 tonight. And if he could have got the ball a few more times, I think he would have been able to score down there. They were going to have a hard time guarding him. He's so strong. We've got the right balance. But I think defending and rebounding is a, you know, and they're not a big team, and tonight it didn't show up as much because they made every freaking shot. But this is about defending and rebounding, and I think we got to figure it out whether we have to play bigger or smaller or get this team ready to go. Like, we just have to figure it out. But this is going to be really about getting stops, and right now that's not our focus.
You mentioned concerns with rebounding, but offensively you had 14 offensive boards. Were you impressed with the hustle on that end, and what did you see there?
Yeah, it was hard for me to be impressed with anything tonight, to be honest with you. Anytime a team shoots 63%, almost 64%, it's hard for me to – like, I'll watch the game, and there'll be some things that I'll say, okay, we did a pretty good job of this. Right now, it's hard for me to feel good about any of that. But we had some possessions where we we did a decent job, but those were far and few between. I thought we did try to fight and battle on the glass at times. That's a positive. It's it, you know, like I know these guys, like it's in them. Like they know they did, we weren't focused. We didn't play our game. We didn't defend with the level of toughness that we're about. Like last year at this time, like that wasn't an issue. Like we weren't winning games, but it wasn't because we weren't playing hard. We've got to get back to who we are. That's a disappointing. And some of our older guys have got to take the responsibility to be locked in to be the guys that are showing the way and be the example. Like tonight we had no examples of what, there was no one setting the table for us. I think Miles had a great play to start the second half when he ripped the ball out of the guy's hands when he went to post up. There weren't many plays like that that you're like, well, that's BU basketball right there. I thought Ben Roy got, he got on the floor one time, he took a couple of charges. It was probably three or four plays that you're saying, wow, you know, that's not going to be enough to compete.
Is that more frustrating compared to last year? Because last year you have such a new team. This year you
today was very frustrating because, you know, what we talk about, what we're about, we didn't show that, and I don't think we've really been practicing like a team that's tough and competitive, and I don't think that's been really what's been going on. We've been trying to keep some guys healthy, and you know, and we got caught out there tonight. We were not ready to go. All right, guys. See you.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, Sam Robert Higgin, case in point. Kai, when you look at just kind of the end of that game, obviously you led by 7 kind of after, you know, 10-minute point in the second half. Just kind of what happened down the stretch for you guys?
They kind of just made more plays than us, out-toughed us. When it came down to it, in a game, it really comes down to which team makes the most plays. And tonight, they were able to make more plays than us coming down the stretch.
Henry Din Price, case in point. I talked to you in the preseason, and when I asked you what you were looking forward to most during the season, one of the things you mentioned was trying to get revenge from last year. I guess, what is the level of frustration after falling short in this one?
I mean, definitely a lot. I hold representing BU fairly highly, so to get beat season opener, home opener to school that's down the street, I mean, it's definitely frustrating, but it's part of basketball for sure.
Kai Finley Rogan with WTBU. You twice had buckets take the lead in the first half and had pretty momentous makes throughout the game. Do you think that's more circumstantial and you just find in a bucket, or do you maybe see yourself calling your own number when your team needs a bucket and you guys aren't really getting any offense to go?
I think a bit of both. You know, obviously if I see that, you know, the team is probably struggling to get into action, then I feel more compelled to like try to make a play or do something. But I think overall just trying to score within our actions, and I think we kind of got away from that tonight because of the way they were playing. But definitely try to get myself involved if I feel it's needed.
Can you just describe, you know, the offensive game plan without Nico and Otto? Obviously, the first time you guys played without them, you know, really ever. So, like, what was your plan offensively, and how do you feel you guys executed that?
Obviously, a lot different. We were running a lot smaller lineups. We kind of wanted to exploit kind of like mismatches. But I think overall, like, our principles stay the same. We try to score at the rim, get inside kickout threes. And I think overall, we had stretches where we were able to do that, and then, but there are also stretches where we didn't do it to a good enough rate, and that's ultimately like why we lost the game, to be honest.
Even though
that
Daily Free Press, of course, it's an emotionally charged crosstown rivalry,
yeah.
But ahead of your next game, which is away across the country, how do you plan to take this game and improve?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's only one game. I mean, we have a long season ahead of us. If it's the one thing that last year taught me is that every game is different. You're going to go through highs, you're going to go through lows. So one loss doesn't make us. I think really just getting back to practice, watching film, kind of like honing in on the stuff that perhaps maybe we didn't think we were so weakened, that kind of got exposed tonight. So I think just moving on from that there and improving on those areas should put us in a better spot to perform our next game.
Yeah, you guys are going obviously across the country to Southern California. Do you think a couple away games in the sun will maybe help you guys bond a little bit more on the team and find some more chemistry, or is it just another road trip for you guys?
Yeah, I think definitely going to Cali. We didn't go to Cali last year. Obviously, it's a new experience. I've never been to Cali. Some of the players are from that area. Other people have never been. So definitely looking forward to the trip. I think it's going to be most importantly, I think the bonding is going to do like the most for us. I know we played two games out there, but I think just us being together for those like 7 days in the hotel, like 24/7, I think that will ultimately do like wonders for our chemistry and just our togetherness as the season goes along.
Northeastern shot 64% from the field. What did you guys make of your defensive performance, and why was it so difficult to stop them?
64%. You're not winning much games if the opponent scores 64%. I think honestly it just came down to toughness, not being able to contain the dudes one on one, not having help side when it should have been there, and ultimately those playing together, like that's gonna be a recipe for disaster if you can't guard the ball one on one, and then when that dude gets beat, there's no one to help him. If you don't have that, that's how you give up 64% of the rim.
Yeah, my last one is offensive rebounds were big for you guys in the second half, and you had a bunch that you kind of got in there. Just what's your mindset, approaching offensive rebounds? I know that's big with Coach Jones.
I mean, really, at the end of the day, it's kind of like an energy play. Offensive rebounds is something that happens sporadically, so when they do happen and we're able to get a second possession, and usually most of the time off an offensive rebound, something good usually happens because the defense just isn't set. So for me, I just honestly try to go get an extra play for the team, especially when the game is close, because when it comes down to it, extra possessions gives you extra chances to score, and ultimately that's what you want, more chances to score.
Yeah, kind of my last one. Do you see yourself do you think your shot benefits from you going downhill, or is it a little bit more they have to respect you on the perimeter and that can help you go downhill, or is it a mix of both?
Ooh, I think it's a mix of both. Honestly, I think me being able to go downhill probably opens my shot more, but honestly, it's a balance between going downhill and shooting, so that's just how I like to keep it. Yeah.
Thank you so much,
Justin.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it, man.
Anytime.